stage in a dedication ceremony for children. And it's very appropriate because children are to be blessed by God and dedicated to God, and the church as God's family are to pull together, commune together, combine efforts to help and support families to encourage the children in faith. It says in Matthew chapter 19, verse 13, "Then little children were brought to Jesus for him to place his hands on them and pray for them." Verse 14, "And Jesus said, 'Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these.'" And often Jesus would place children in the midst of his church to be visual aids and illustrations of the heart and the spirit and the innocence that we're to imitate if we're going to connect with God and be a part of his kingdom. And so this morning we're devoting this time to be able to support John and Larissa in this ceremony. And it's fitting that we begin this tradition as a church because John and Larissa have such unique backgrounds in that Larissa has a Jewish heritage and John's family are traced back to some of the early settlers of our continent. And so we truly have a rich heritage to draw from dedicating these children this morning. And so you're going to get both flavors, a Jewish flavor and a Christian flavor in the ceremony this morning that I think will be very rich and encouraging to all of us. We're going to begin with reading from the Old Testament, books of the Torah. And so if you'll turn with me to Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 through 31. "Then God said, 'Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. They will rule the fish of the sea and the birds of the sky and the animals on all the earth and the creatures that crawl on the earth.' So God created man in his own image. He created him in the image of God. He created them male and female. And then God blessed them, and God said to them, 'Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. Rule the fish of the sea and the birds of the sky and every creature that crawls on the earth.' God also said, 'Look, I have given you every seed-bearing plant on the surface of the entire earth and every tree whose fruit contains seed. This food will be for you, for all the wildlife of the earth, for every bird of the sky, and for every creature that crawls on the earth, everything having the breath of life in it. I have given every green plant for food.' And it was so. And God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And evening came, and then morning on the sixth day." Created in the image of God. And then if you'd like to turn to Exodus 34, verses 6 and 7, also from the Torah. Yahweh, God's name. "Yahweh is compassionate and gracious, a God slow to anger and rich in faithful love and truth, maintaining faithful love to 1,000 generations, forgiving wrongdoing, rebellion, and sin. For he will not leave the guilty unpunished, though, bringing the consequences of the father's wrongdoing on the children and grandchildren to the third and the fourth generation." And then, as was the custom in these ceremonies, we read from the Psalms, a praise reading. If you'd like to turn to Psalms 139, verses 13 and 14. A praise to God. For it was you, God, who created my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. So I will praise you. Because I have been remarkably and wonderfully made, your works are wonderful. And I know this very well. Amen. And then reading from the New Testament, if you'll turn with me to John chapter 10, verses 11 through 16. Jesus' words about the Good Shepherd. I am the Good Shepherd, and the Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired man, since he is not the shepherd and doesn't own the sheep, leaves them and runs away when he sees the wolf coming. The wolf then snatches and scatters them. This happens because he is a hired man and doesn't care for the sheep. But I am the Good Shepherd. I know my sheep and they know me. As the Father knows me and I know the Father, I lay down my life for the sheep. And then if you'll turn to Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 through 16. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast to the confession of our faith. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tested in every way as we are, yet without sin. Therefore, let us approach the throne of grace with boldness so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us at the proper time. Amen. At this time, I invite John and Larissa and Jasper and Lonnie up for me to pray for them, to give them a blessing from God as an evangelist in the kingdom of heaven. And it's fitting for me to pray for John, Larissa, and their kids because I've been praying for them. They've had special challenges and special needs, and they truly have drawn closer to God through these struggles, and they are examples for us this morning. Amen. I'll ask you to stand on this side. I want to mention both their English names and Hebrew names. Jasper Sanderson Yashifyeh from Exodus 28:20, and Ben Yashifyeh, Isaiah 19:20, and Alani Rose from Isaiah 61:3, Ayel Ka'ash Yeslev from Song of Solomon. And now my prayer. Let's pray. God and Father, thank you so much for these children, especially for their birth. Thank you for doing the miracle that you do and being with Larissa. I know that both births were blessings from you and yet also struggles for Larissa. And thank you for her doctors and nurses. Thank you for their births. Thank you for those that attended them after their births and began to meet their needs. And we pray that you'd continue to bring healing upon both Jasper and Alani. I pray, God, that you would continue to be with John and Larissa as they work with their children, as they train them, as they teach them, as they model for them you. Bless their marriage. Help them to be closer to one another each day. Help them to use the spirit that you put within them to be blessings to their children and to meet the needs that these children have. We pray that you'd continue to hear our prayer to give Jasper his hearing. Thank you for the things that have been able to be done. Thank you for how he learns in a very special way. Thank you that he models a spirit and a heart that all of us enjoy. And we pray that we could imitate. Thank you for Alani, and we just pray that the struggles that she's had to breathe, to gain air and oxygen, would be over. We pray for healing upon her body, and that she could grow and mature in a complete and whole way. And thank you for John and Larissa and their patience with these sufferings, with these struggles, how it's produced great love for their children and been a model for us. We pray as a church that we would support them as parents, support them as Christians, support them as our brothers and sisters, as they support us. We dedicate these things to you, our God. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Good morning and welcome, and thank you. Thank you to our church community, and thank you to our families coming all the distances. We really appreciate it. We'll begin, and then as we continue to share, we would ask that the congregation join us by tying a knot. And as you say a silent wish for one or both of the children, one blanket is for one for another. The four corners have been knotted, so it should be a little bit evident what is happening. But basically, there's two blankets that are fringed, and you just tie one knot on top of the other. And it doesn't have to be exact. And we're very grateful for that. This part of this service is called the Kiddush, and it's where we will explain the names and do some honoring of one another as parents and honor the children as well. First will actually be Jasper's name, so John will be starting to share with that, the explanation of the name.
This is my son, Jasper Sanderson Payne. In Hebrew, it's Yeshua, Yeshua, Ben Dovi, I'm Dovi, which is Hebrew for the word bear. Jasper means a precious stone, and my son is very precious to us, precious to God, and precious to our family here. Sanderson means protector, the son of Alexander. But not that Alexander has a lot to do with it, but my son really is a protector, as he protects Eleni, gives her things, is very generous. And in many ways, I honor my brothers through that name, who has always been a protector of me. By nature, he's very calm, he's very deliberate, and he loves water, and he gets that from my side of the family. He's very affectionate, and he's very sensitive. And though he has special needs, and though he tends to be a little bit more reserved and introverted, he is very loving. And he loves to give, and he loves to dance, and he loves to sing. This is our son Jasper, who we dedicate to you.
And I will now pray for him. My son, I am so proud of you, so thankful from the moment of birth for your personality, your love, your eyes that love to look carefully and fully at life. I love your smiles and your quirky sense of humor. I treasure those months with just you and I, nursing, snuggling, growing, and learning. I love that you are honest and true in communication. I'm inspired for how you overcome your hearing difference. I love that you persist until you are heard, as now. I treasure that after two patient years, I finally hear your clear, innocent voice say, Mama. It is the sweetest sound in the world. I am so grateful that God has blessed you with intelligence, that you share your heart through sign and are beginning to speak. My heart and prayer for you is that you feel that you can express yourself and be appreciated, that you are known and enjoy knowing others, enjoy learning who you are and listening to others. Be compassionate, be honest, and have fun. God will be with you. We will always love you, and I rejoice in you just for being you. Love Mom, Dad, God, and Sister Eleni. This is our daughter, Eleni. Her name in Hebrew means Oak of Righteousness. I chose that name because I believe women are strong and also nurturing. They can be sensitive but have great strength. And like that, a tree has deep roots, is strong against storms, yet sways in the breeze, has strong branches with leaves that nurture, strong and yet flexible. And Lainey, though younger and has yet to see more of her personality, is spirited and feisty. She loves to take it all in at once. Her eyes are constantly roving a room. She's a little impatient, yet loves others and is very extroverted. She has special needs and needs of patience and security of being loved for all of her emotions and strong sense of will. She is very much a high-needs child, but we love her very much. She seems to love people, smiling, laughter, nature, and theater. She'll stare out a window for hours or minutes at a time. And she especially likes her quality time with Mommy.
And our prayer for Eleni. My daughter, you are strong and spirited, and since you first smiled at us, you've continued to smile with others. I pray that you will encourage many with your spirit and your heart. Your mother and I will always love you, forever and ever and always. We believe that you can help others as God directs you, and we want you to trust that doing the right thing may be difficult, but that there is always grace.
Now we come to a portion where we will honor one another as parents. John, I love that you are loving and deeply loving, that you never leave, that you always protect, that you are tender and gentle for what Jasper needs, yet consistent and firm to teach him healthy boundaries, wonderful fatherly love, and examples of a man who can be tender yet protective. I love that you're able to be silly in Cookie's voice, the Count's voice, or of course Yoda, that you love to sing and soothe with your voice more sweetly than Aretha Franklin. I love that you give your heart to delights, and I love to see your daughter smile and how tender you are with her. You are a great listener, and they need that. You have grown in patience with Jasper needs for communication, and Eleni needs for her nature as it is more spirited. You're, of course, a great provider, and allow yourself continually to improve. I honor you as you sing in delight over both your daughter and your son as your love drives out their fears.
To honor my wife. You know, my wife provides for the children in ways that many will never know. She's the one that goes to all the appointments. She's the one that deals with all the doctors. She's the one that, as we had to twice daily, put a tube down Eleni's nose in order to keep it open. She is the one who did it, because I couldn't do it. Her love for the children is great, as her love for me. She will protect them from any harm, and you know she will. Anybody? She will protect them from any harm, no matter the cost. More than anything, I love that she lives creatively and from the heart. She encourages all of us to explore our heritage, creative ways to honor each other, creative ways to honor you, our community, who has given so much to us, and we are eternally grateful. This is my wife, who will always be a little different, and I would have it no other way. I love your creativity. I love your spirit. I love your spark. My heart, as it was 3 years ago, is always and forever yours.
We now invite members, representatives of our two different families to share a few words. And after that, we'll have a reading of the covenant you find on your orange sheets. So if Grandpa Prentice could come up first to speak.
Well, it's a pleasure being here. I certainly haven't had the opportunity to address the congregation before, and it's... I really appreciate the support in the community that you provided to Larissa and John. Obviously, we're not in town here, and it's great to know that there are people who really care about them and are willing to stand by them, especially in their time of difficulty. I want to thank John for honoring, and Larissa for honoring my Jewish heritage. That's very special. that he would consider that. And I want to also express just being thankful for the support that that my wife, Veronica, has given to Larissa and family, and Larissa's mom, so much support and time. She spent a lot of time here after the babies were born, and as was indicated, they did have a hard, very time, and they struggled a lot because of the medical issues with the kids. I also want to express being very thankful for John's family, and they have been so supportive of the family and come such a long way. And it's nice to know that they have such support in that family, too, and they're a very close family, so I appreciate that. I want to just you could stand up here for a long time and talk about the kids and support, but I will just touch on a couple points. One is everybody is familiar with the phrase, I'm sure, it takes a village to raise a child. And in these big cities, we don't have a village. We have huge cities. And you are the village. I mean, basically, your congregation, your community is about the size of the village. And it's a very special thing to be able to count on other people within your village. And I hope that I'm so pleased with the kind of love and openness that is in the family with John and Larissa, and I hope that they continue to provide the kids with this trust and security and independence. And I'll just go back to the quote, there are two lasting bequests we can give our children. One is roots, and the other is wings. So we've got to make sure they're well-grounded, but also give them the freedom and independence that they can be their own person and take off. So, again, I thank you for the opportunity to speak, and I just wish Eleni and Jasper the very best, and that they can be people that basically are going to be our future generations, that they will be good people and learn how to love and have compassion and things like that. So thank you so much.
Thank you. You folks have been sitting a long time. Want to stand up for a minute? Chip, could you pass me that? Thank you very much. Greg, I want to thank you first. And you don't need to stand the whole time, but if you're interested, you can stand if you want. That's fine with me. I don't have a prepared speech, but I did want to say something about Greg. I've gotten to know him just because of yesterday. We were together, and he can laugh at himself. Isn't that important for all of us to do that? You can laugh at me, too. It's okay. I do want to tell you that if I mention the name Barry, it's because I've always called my son Barry. His name is Barry John, and hence the nickname Bear when he was a young man. He was always very, very tiny, and he ran around like a little beach bird, we call him. But he grew into a bear of a man, so I guess we apparently named him correctly. Barry John, and John as he's now known, is, of course, more well-known to me than Larissa, but I can tell you, knowing Barry as well as I do, that he's found the love of his life, and all the things that he told you today are true. We're very grateful that he did, because he looked a long time. Greg, you also mentioned Romans today, I think. And one of my favorite scriptures in all the world is Romans 8:28, which says that basically you should be rejoicing when bad things happen because it's going to work out. And the working out of it all, it might be an adventure. It might be a blessing. It might be a time of teaching. But it always works out. And when things happen badly for me, when things aren't going my way, I try to remember that. And I actually am wondering and curious just how God is going to work in my life. Somebody said something, I think it was you, Greg, in the prayer. The trials that the children have been through, the support that you've brought, the healing that God has brought about, the closeness that the family has gathered, those are all the blessings that I don't know would have happened had it not been for some medical issues. I do believe that those things occur. I find it interesting about 3 years ago to learn that the Y chromosome in the male follows the male throughout history. So at the beginning of your first generation, gentlemen, your father had the same exact Y chromosome as you. And your son, should you have one, will have it too. So naturally, we are close to our male children. Not that we're not in love with our female children, but we are close to our male children as well. And I think about him sometimes, and I think about the evolution that he's gone through in our family, starting back to, someone alluded to it earlier, it's very possible that we were one of the first 117 people on this continent. And it was done through the Y chromosome checking. I don't know exactly where I'm from, but here are some traits that I think have held Barry in good stead. Resolve is a pretty word for stubbornness. If you see that in him, it's because when things get rough, he's not going to cut loose. Larissa, he's going to be there for you. He's going to always take the road that makes it work as best he can do. You had to be pretty adventurous to leave your home country and get on a boat that didn't have an engine and come all the way across an ocean and settle in a continent that you didn't know who or what was here. That's our heritage too. So if you see him being silly, you see him wanting to do something that no one else has ever done, he aired it honest. I really want to thank this congregation for embracing this family of ours. We are a long way from home. We'll go home today knowing and feeling good about it because we see you folks out here. I'm a Methodist as far as my church is concerned, but and the biggest difference I see is y'all are a lot younger than we are. I applaud you for bringing another generation into your church. We're working on it. And I'm not going to keep you much longer, but I do want to tell you that our church is a prayerful church. And when we mentioned Elaney's issues to our church, they began praying. And not only did they begin praying, but the children at home and the grandchildren at home began praying. Here's one such little girl. Her name is Audrey Brickhouse. Barry sent me some pictures of Elaney, and I put it on the refrigerator, and I sent it to people in my church, and they put it on their refrigerators. And this little girl, here's another one of her. Every day she would walk by and say, "Hey, baby," she's only 3 years old, and she'd take it off of the refrigerator and she'd pray. And then the day I told them that Elaney seemed to be getting a lot better and that they didn't have to have the operations as frequently and that kind of thing, my church just rejoiced. Also during that time, and I'm very confident that things will work out. Also during that time, there's a lady that Barry may remember named Marguerite Peterson. And she and her sister knitted this prayer shawl for Elaney. So I'll give that to you, Larissa. Thank you for your spirituality. Thank you for providing a church home for Barry, Larissa, and our grandchildren. And thank you for just being there when he needed you. I know one day he's going to hope that he can pay you back. But that's what Christianity is all about, is it not? Helping each other. Thank you very much.
Now is the part in our service where we're going to have a reading and a response. And Dad, I hate to embarrass you. You took our notes. Can you?
And we ask your forbearance. He is a little thirsty, and I apologize. We've left some water in the room.
But
it is being
The purpose of this call and response is, thank you, Daddy, is we are coming to you and making a promise to you that we are going to be a part of this community. You know, this isn't something that we just took over Sunday, did what we wanted to do, and then at the end you're like, well, that was different. We're making a promise, a vow to you that we are a part of this community. The response symbolizes what you've already done. The meals, the visiting us in the hospital, the phone calls, the emails. You know, Andre, my next door neighbor, just brings over food. He just goes, hey, John, y'all need food? I got an extra plate. And I'm grateful. Thank you, Andre. You know, Lisa just brings things by. So many of you have just prayed. And we're very grateful. So that is what this call and response symbolizes. If you get out your orange sheet, that is going to have what we're going to say in unison back to us. But first, what we're going to say to you. Members of the household of faith, we are grateful for the love and care you have shown to Jasper and Delaney. With God's help, we will share our heart and faith with you. We pledge to be a source of grace and truth to the community as we grow to be more like God. Will you nurture our children and share the presence of God with them?
We will. With God's help and love, we will share our love and knowledge of God. We will listen to their hearts. We will surround them with a community of grace and truth. We will pray for them to be strengthened by God's Spirit and to enjoy fellowship with Christ.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And now, in lieu of presenting the blankets to them as gifts, we'll merely say that these blankets represent the community knitting together with our family, and hopefully us knitting together with you as a part of our extended family. And we are very grateful. Now the singers are going to come out and close us out with a couple songs.